Ultimate Classic Rock US 103.1. Here we go again. Another segment of the Gunsmith Show. I'm Chris Monroe in for Dan Foley, of course, here with Jonathan Smith. Now, the summer is upon us and the rifles are coming out. I love this weather.
No kidding. It's just nice not to have a winter coat on. You know what I mean? I mean, it's going to come back. You know, it's March.
Yeah.
We'll probably have to shovel this crap at one point or another.
Unfortunately, but until then.
Until then, we'll enjoy it and let the frost get out of the ground. Let the bodies hit the floor. No, I'm sorry. So this segment is brought to you by Diamond Gems here on US 103. WQUS, we are so glad to have them as a sponsor. They are, Diamond Gems is just a great bunch of people. Tim and the whole crew at Diamond Gems, it is your tire and auto service center extraordinaire. I almost, when I walk in the door, I know it's silly. It's extremely silly for a grown man, a man in his 60s, to say you almost want to play like Mission Impossible music when you walk in, because you're going to go in and you know they're going to fix it right. You know, so it's dun, 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 dun. So Diamond Gems are on Dort Highway in Burton, Michigan, just south of Bristol. So just about the time you don't smell pot anymore, you turn to your right. But it is in Burton, Michigan. And remember that. It's just south of Bristol on the right-hand side. Great. They've been there forever. They opened in 1977. And I remember going by them as a kid, you know, and seeing the place. It was it'd been there a long time. So you can call them at 810-743-4210. Make an appointment. Tell them what you need. They'll tell you what to do, whether it's be here on Tuesday at 10 or, you know, Thursday at noon, whatever it is, they'll hook you up. And tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. And again, you can link to them if you lost the information or didn't write it down. It's on my website, thegss.com. And again, thank them for sponsoring the show, because they're bringing you good gun talk here every week on US 103. So happy to be here and happy they're with us. So for rifle shooting, your scope choice, our choices, I tend to, thank God scopes aren't too hard to change, because I change scopes far too often. I second guess myself and I'll go out and shoot it and I go, nah, I didn't really like that one, you know, and get another one. And nah, I didn't really like that one. Seems like when I put a good Leopold on a gun, it stays there. So I should just buy Leopolds anyway, but lately I've been trying some high-end Bushnells, the Elites, and really nice scopes. I've been trying some Burrises, and the Burrises are impressing me. I like the reticle. I used to be either Nikon or Leopold scopes on my guns. And now Nikon is gone. My last Nikon broke when I pulled the trigger, and my last new Nikon that I still had in the box, because I keep them stocked up kind of like canned goods. I keep scopes around and pull them out as I need them for a recipe, putting that perfect rifle together. And the importance, and I can't emphasize enough the importance of sighting in right what you have so that you're not frustrated. Because a lot of people go to the range and they're like, oh, that's good enough. Well, I learned a long time ago, good enough isn't good enough. It's, you need to get it right. And you'll be a lot more confident if you know that you're going to be hitting at 100 yards in that, you know, basically one and a half inch circle. Freehand, you know, maybe 2 inches freehand. But if you're on a rest, you can put them in the same hole. So that's important. And that's just 100 yards. But if you're a mule deer hunter, you're going to want to be sighted in for 300, 350 yards. In coyote hunting, we sight in at 150, usually makes us pretty close at 300, but then we check at 300 yards. Luckily, I have a range good enough to do that with. We put full sheets of plywood up, painted white, so that we can see exactly where we're hitting. And we can put multiple targets on there, so we can shoot at that sheet of plywood for a long time with an ample backstop and see at a distance right where our bullets are hitting. Even with small stuff, 6.5s. And I mean, it's a whole different theory when you're shooting 450 Bushmasters at it, because the hole's nice and big. When you got a hole the size of a dime, it's pretty easy to see. But the 6.5s are, you know, smaller than a pencil. So pretty small hole. 22s are real hard to see at that range. You have to venture to it. So be in a place where maybe, you know, if you can't get around good, or if you're an old arthritic jerk like me, you got to hop on the four-wheeler and run it over there. Hop on the old Polaris and drive over there. So either way, choosing that load that works for your rifle is the utmost importance. And you got to do this in order. So you got to get the right load that consistently hits, you know, and you don't even have to have it zeroed in. But if you're shooting that load and you're sandbagged and you're hitting in the exact same spot, now you just got to adjust the scope properly. Once you get the scope adjusted properly and it's shooting that, you know, say it's a 30-06 and you're shooting 150 grain full metal jacket or boat tail hollow point, something like that, or 168 grain, something like that, or a 308, a 165s, whatever it is you're shooting. If it's a match grade bullet, you should be able to get good performance out of it if your rifle and the rifling in your barrel works properly. So bring a bore brush with you or a bore snake. Make sure your bore is clean. Check your bore before you start. Make sure your backstop. Do your target shooting. Get that thing zeroed in. You'll be extremely happy when you get it the way you want it, because that's how you understand how well your gun performs. If you understand how well your gun performs, and if you're not happy with that load, but you want something heavier, then work your way up to it and see if you can find that load that works the same way and performs that good. But honestly, every rifle is different. You're going to get different performance out of every rifle you shoot. And very seldom do two shoot just alike, honestly, you know, because you're not a lot of us have like seven of the same caliber guns. I'm guilty, but that's my fault. But a lot of us don't, you know. So you're going to shoot your 30-30, then you're going to shoot your 308, then you're going to get Grandpa's 30-06 out, and you're going to be shooting these guns, and you're going to be pretty close. You know, you're going to be hitting an orange at 100 yards, which is the size of a deer's heart. So, you know, you're probably good enough for Michigan hunting, but if you want to stretch it out and be good at longer ranges, it takes practice. So you got to dedicate the range time. You got to pay attention to that load and the details. Once you found that load and consistently hitting where you're aiming, it's all up to you then. It's not the rifle's fault usually. It usually comes, and if you can't get it, if something's jumping around, I've had bad scopes before where the focal point moves, and I've had to trash scopes before. I don't sell them because they're junk. I don't want anybody else to be a frustrated shooter. I destroy them or get rid of them, and or try to send them back for warranty. That's why I like Leopold so much, because they're guaranteed for life. I used to buy Nikons, which were guaranteed for life, and when my Nikons broke and Nikon quit making scopes, they wanted to offer me a pair of binoculars, and I have binoculars, so that's why I don't do that anymore. So I actually played with my last Leopold and made my own crosshairs, and that was a fiasco, but I'll do it again. I'm going to take it apart and fix it, but not today. So maybe a good snow day, but we'll work on next year for that snow day, or the end of 2025, not here in the beginning. I don't want any more snow days, to be honest with you. Mm-mm. So with a very good gun, it's going to boil down to what I call trigonometry in you and your scope. Okay, so how good you pull the trigger, and you don't pull the trigger, you squeeze it softly, and how good your scope is and how good you got it sighted in. So once you get zeroed, first time I ever did that, I used to just kind of, I was fairly good with a rifle when I was like 19, 20 years old. And then I dedicated a couple days to rifle shooting and zeroed everything in. I had a Mini 14. And I had a 35 Remington, and I had those two guns zeroed in so close. By the time deer season came around, all my cousins and brothers were mad at me because we'd have bullseye competitions, you know, at 100 yards, and I just popped them every time. And they're like, you know, SOB, you know, yep. and I'm like, hey, I practice, you know, and how come you can shoot so much? And I said, because I reload my own ammunition,
right?
You know, and I didn't have a big full-time job. I was self-employed. So I had a big lawn mowing business back then. So I got to play a lot, you know, get my work done. Then I'd be at the range, which was in my yard. I had a 250-yard range on a ranch in Ortonville. So it was great. And steel targets back then. So I'm shooting 250 yards and bing, hearing that metal hit. It's like, yes. And at a 4-inch by 4-inch target at 250 yards, knocking steel plates over. It was just great. And
nice.
Loved it. So it taught me a lot. And I'm trying to teach you the same thing. Practice makes perfect. We all know that. I call it trigonometry. It's learning how to squeeze the trigger softly and not jerk the gun when you pull the trigger. Now, in the heat of the moment when you're deer hunting or you're bear hunting, for God's sakes, if I'm bear hunting, I'm going to squeeze the crap out of that trigger. and hopefully I got a diaper on. But anyways, yeah. it just a solid stance. You know, whether you got your gun in a lead sled or a tripod or sandbagged, just learning how to pull that trigger, whether you're shooting at 200, 300, or 400 yards, it doesn't matter. It's up to you and your mindset in learning your abilities. So back to the scope. I just want you to know that there's a lot of really good scopes out there. I would start at Leopold's if it's affordable for you and then go into maybe Burris or Bushnell Elites. I've never ventured into the Zeiss world or the Swarovski world, one more expensive one. What's that other one? It's, doggone it. Kahles. Yeah. Kahles. K-A-H-L-E-S. Kahles. I've never bought those. I've touched them, but it's like, it's out of my, you know, it's like a Lamborghini. I probably wouldn't fit in it anyway, so I'm not going to try. So I'm happy with Leopold's. They're great scopes and they're lifetime guaranteed. Whatever you find, whether it's Vortex or Simmons or Weaver, it doesn't matter. All scopes are pretty much functional and do what they're supposed to do. Some are better than others. So you work your way up, okay? And that's what I do. Hopefully you can do the same. So I recently got a Burris Full Field 2. I think it's a 4 to 16 by 50. I got it on one of my, with a ballistic plex. And really cool. And I got it on one of my long-range guns, one of my 308s, and looking forward to range time with that one. I got it at 100 yards. I've got it lasered in. I'll start at 100 and then go out. And hopefully that'll be my 300-yard or plus rifle. I'd like to – it's in suppressed. It's going to be a ton of fun. It's got the cool factor kicking in. So, all right. On that note, remember, if you have any questions or comments – hit me at shooter@thegss.com. And remember to go to our website, thegss.com. Next coming up is going to be Williams Gun Sight. And, man, we got some cool stuff to talk about there. So hang on tight. We got more coming.
All right. It's the Gunsmith Show, US 103.1.
Wake up, Chris. Wake up.
I'm trying. Come on back, Dan.
Yeah. We'll be